The BC government has announced more funding being handed out as part of the province's Vision Zero in Road Safety Grant Program. Aimed at improving local road safety, as well as making active transportation more accessible, more than $1 million in grants have been distributed to 59 BC communities. Projects include improved crosswalk infrastructure, traffic calming, speed limit reduction pilot projects, speed reader boards and improved lighting, road safety planning and more. The funding is provided through regional health authorities to local governments, indigenous communities and governments and non-governmental organizations, such as school districts and road safety advocacy groups, to support them to plan and implement projects. In Delta, Gibson Elementary School's Active School Travel Committee received $14,000 for a project to encourage active school travel compared to driving. The project will see a dedicated staff member lead walking to the school bus with the students alongside secondary school student volunteers and parent volunteers to and from school. The Sawa-Sen First Nation received a $20,000 grant to improve pedestrian safety and connectivity, which will include traffic calming measures. Meanwhile, the City of Delta has already embarked on its own Vision Zero strategy. Vision Zero is a multinational road traffic safety project that aims to achieve a road system with no fatalities or serious injuries. One of the key differences between Vision Zero and traditional approaches to road safety is that traffic collisions are considered preventable, viewing safety as a shared responsibility between system designers, policymakers, and road users. Delta Council last month heard a presentation from a consultant and Delta Police Chief Neil DeBoard on the next steps for the city. Council was told that since 2016, on average, 22 people are killed or seriously injured on Delta roads. Some of the other stats presented included 65% of all collisions are occurring at intersections while heavy trucks, despite accounting for just 3% of vehicular traffic, account for 12% of accidents involving someone being killed or seriously injured. Vision Zero is to, hopefully, reduce that number, as well as improve connections to schools and community services and address the needs of older adults and vulnerable road users. The city is to develop a holistic and strategic road safety approach, which includes stakeholders and community partners. The city has begun undertaking community outreach and engagement and will put together a special stakeholder group. A plan is to be approved for implementation by 2024.